بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our series, The Shadows. And today, inshallah, we will have amazing hero for tonight. Our hero tonight is سيدنا مجزاة ابن ثور السدوسي. You might heard about his name before or not, but trust me, this is amazing companion from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he spent the rest of his life fighting to defend the religion of Allah and to defend Muslims' army until he get killed as a martyr in the last battle that he did, which is the battle of Tustar, one place of Bilad Faris. Tustar, when we look at the map, we will find Tustar near to Al-Ahwaz. And Al-Ahwaz is a place of the region of Khorasan, which is in the, when you look at the map, you will find in the northwest of Iran today, up north of Iraq. And this is, it was an important area for Roman Empire. When we look back a little bit, we will find there is two empires. It's very strong empires for a long time, which is Al-Imperatoria al-Farisiya, the Persian Empire, and Al-Imperatoria al-Byzantiya or Al-Romaniya, Roman Empire. Roman Empire was in the west. When you look at the map, it was at the west, which is the Bilad al-Sham, Syria and Palestine and Jordan and Lebanon. And when we look at the east of the map a little bit, up north of Al-Madinah, you will find the Persian Empire, which is Al-Imperatoria al-Farisiya or Bilad Faris. They call today Iran. And after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he cleaned up the Arab Peninsula after Hurub al-Ridda, and he sent Sayyiduna Khalid ibn al-Walid to Bilad al-Iraq to fight against the Roman, Persian Empire. And day after day, they conquered the cities, and they move up to make the Al-Khilafah al-Islamiyah bigger and bigger every single day, until Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq passed away, and Sayyidina Umar, he become the second Khalifa for Muslimin. In that time, Sayyidina Umar, he choose another leader for Muslims' army instead of Sayyiduna Khalid ibn al-Walid. He chose Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to be a leader for Muslim army. And Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he was in al-Kufa, al-Kufa today in Iraq. And he sent the letter or the command to Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and told him, you know, prepare your army, your jaysh, your people, and join the people in Al-Basra, the army of Muslimin in Al-Basra, and go with the two of them, go toward Bilad Faris after the Battle of Al-Qadisiyya. Battle of Al-Qadisiyya, it was 14 of migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after they won in Al-Qadisiyya, you know, the Hormuzan, Hormuzan, which is was the leader of Bilad, the Faris army, and he ran away toward Bilad Faris, and he collected, you know, he called out, you know, people to come together and to prepare a big army to come back again to fight against Muslimin. And Sayyidina Umar, he got the news, and he commanded Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to go to fight against Al-Hormuzan. He was a leader of Persian army. And he told him, take, you know, our hero tonight, take him as a leader with you, which is Sayyiduna Majza'ah ibn Thawr al-Sadusi. And Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he accepted the command of Sayyiduna Umar, and he assigned Sayyiduna Majza'ah on the Maysarah of the army, the left side of the army. He was a leader of the left side of the army. And they went to near to Tustar. Tustar, like I mentioned, it's the south of Iran and the north of Iraq. Near to the river, you know, they called the Heel. This river, this city, it's amazing. Has amazing instruction, and they built it as a horse. You know, like the image of the horse, and it was built on the top or in the top of the hill, and has the water comes into the city through the tunnels and through the different mechanic way to raise the water up for this city. Tustar, they called Tustar, and has a very strong fortress for Persian Empire. But Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he arrived over there and he found a very huge fence around the city, and also a big trench around the city. You remember the battle of the trench happened in 5 years after migration of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have the same way. They dug the trench around the city of Tustar, and they filled it with the water. No one is able to cross this trench. What happened? Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he was a leader, and Sayyidina Majza'ah ibn Thawr al-Sadusi, he was the second person of the army. And they were surrounding the city of Tustar. How many months? Subhanallah, 18 months, year and a half. They were waiting. They couldn't enter into the city of Tustar. 18 months. And they started 80 battles. 80 ma'raka. Subhanallah, every while they start the battles, but they were not able to enter into the city of Tustar. And Sayyiduna Majza'ah by himself, he killed 100 fighters of Persian army by himself. Qatala 100 من المقاتلين من الجيش الفارسي. Each time when he had the chance of fencing by his sword, he killed 100 fighters. قتل 100 من المقاتلين من الفرس مبارزة بالسيف. Can you imagine? He killed 100 by himself. But how many that he killed during the biggest battle when they enter into the city of Tustar? Allah knows best. But we will see how he was a very smart leader. One day, Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was sitting around the city of Tustar and looking at the fence. It's very, very strong fence. And they said, this is the earliest and the strongest fence was built on earth. Subhanallah. Even before the China fence, the fence of China, the greatest fence in China. This was before that. And what happened after that? Suddenly, Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari found somebody from inside the fortress sent out his arrow with the letter. And he wrote some words in this letter. And he said to Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, you know, I trusted you, O Muslims, more than Al-Hurmuzan. Al-Hurmuzan, which is the leader of the Persian army. I trusted you and I prefer to join your army. This is after 18 months. Can you imagine? A year and a half, they were surrounding the city and there is no hope for them to enter into the fortress that Persian Empire had for the city of Tostar. And he told Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, if you give me your promise, I will give you the secret how to enter into the fortress of Tostar. And Sayyidina Abu Musa, he wrote down, we will give you the promise, we will not harm you, and you have al-aman. And he sent the paper again with the arrow, and the man, he came down from very unique place. You know, there is a one exit only underneath the city as a tunnel underneath the water. Subhanallah. And he came out and he had a meeting with the Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he told him, I want you to choose a very smart and very nerd and brave man, and he will come with me. I will show him the map, how to enter into the fortress of Tostar. And Sayyidina Abu Musa, he called the first man after him in the army. Who is the first man after him? Our hero tonight, Sayyidina Majza'a ibn Thawr As-Sadusi, radiyallahu anhu ardah, Sayyid Bani Bakr. And he told him, I want you to find a good man to go with the Persian man to show him the map, how to enter into the fortress of Tostar. And Sayyidina Majza'a told Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, why you do not choose me? I will be happy to do that. And Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari told him, if you choose to go, I will be happy to. And he went with the Persian man, and they swim underneath the city, and they went and they arrived in the middle of the city of Tostar. And Sayyidina Abu Musa told Sayyidina Majza'a, don't do anything, don't make any trouble, just discover the area. You have to know the map, how to go and how to come back, and do not do anything. But when they arrive inside the city, the Persian man, he told them, this is Al-Hurmuzan, the leader of Persian army. And Sayyidina Majza, he was almost to kill him, but he remember the wasiyya, the will from Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And he said, I control myself because I do not like to do anything that I have no permission to do it. And he returned back again, swimming all the way till he went out to reach out Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And after he discovered the area, and he asked Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to select 300 fighters. يختار له 300 مقاتل من أشجع المقاتلين. And Sayyidina Majza ibn Thawr al-Sadusi, he was a leader of this mission. The mission, they will swim underneath the fortress of Tostar, the city of Tostar, almost 2 hours swimming. And the 300, they start, Sayyidina Majza told them, you need to choose very light clothes. This is first, because they will swim. If they have heavy clothes, they might drown. You have to just cover your body with the very light clothes. This is the first. Second, put your sword underneath the clothes, because we're gonna use our swords when we reach the fortress from inside. And the tunnel underneath the fortress, it was so difficult even to swim. And after Sayyiduna Majza arrived to another the shore in the other side, he lost 240 fighters. They drowning. Only 80 fighters left for him. Can you imagine? It was so difficult. It was impossible mission for him, radiallahu anhu arda, and the other people with him. 240 of them, they get killed. You know, the tunnel swallow them up. Only 80 of them, they were saved in the other side. Anyway, now they started swimming in the last third of the night to arrive over there by Fajr time and to surprise, the Persian army. And this was the plan. To surprise them, they will not be able to prepare themselves to fight. And this is why he had amazing plan. When they arrived, it was almost Fajr time, and they killed the guards in the beginning. You know, they used to take care of the fortress from outside, and they killed, and they enter into the city. 80 fighters. They have Sayyiduna Majza ibn Thawr al-Sadusi. He was a leader. He was a leader for the 300 fighters, but 240, they get killed in the tunnel. The tunnel swallow them up. They drowned. Now he has only 80. And when they arrived, they start fight, and they have a sign, a signal for the Muslim army outside. They said, when we say, when we magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our signal. Just come to the gate, and we will open the gate for you. And they start takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the Muslim army outside, they recognize the signal from Sayyiduna Majza'a, and they went toward the gate of the fortress. And they opened the gate for them, and Muslims enter into the city of Tustar, and they started fighting against Persian army. And Sayyiduna Majza'a, he has a mission in his mind to kill Al-Hurmuzan. Al-Hurmuzan, you know, he was a leader in Ma'raqat Al-Qadisiyah. If you remember, you know, Al-Qadisiyah was in 14 years after migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was in Iraq. Al-Qadisiyah, it was between Muslims army and Persian army, but was a little bit down to south. It was in Iraq. They did not move up toward Bilad Faris, toward Iran yet. When they won in Al-Qadisiyah, Al-Hurmuzan hadha, he moved up to Bilad Faris, to Iran. And he was hiding himself inside the city of Tustar, the fortress of Tustar. And until Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reach out for him, and they started the battle of Tustar. It was 17 years after Hijratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 3 years after the battle of Al-Qadisiyah. And Sayyiduna Majza'a, he was looking for Al-Hurmuzan. He wants to kill Al-Hurmuzan. And he saw him, and he almost to go to fight him against him, and his people hide him. Subhanallah, he disappeared. And Sayyiduna Majza ibn Thawr al-Sadusi, he was waiting for Al-Hurmuzan to see him one more time. When he saw him another time, he ran toward him, and he has his sword, and they start fencing to against each other, مبارزة بالسيف, and each one of them has a chance to hit the other person. And سيدنا مجزأة, he hit الهرمزان, but wasn't strong enough to kill him. But الهرمزان, he hit سيدنا مجزأة ابن الثور السدوسي by his sword, and he killed سيدنا مجزأة. He passed away in this battle, the battle of Tostar, معركة Tostar. انتصر المسلمون في هذه المعركة وأسروا الهرمزان. They capture الهرمزان and they took him to سيدنا عمر ابن الخطاب in مدينة as a prisoner, as a أسير. وجاء ومعه السوارين, جاء معه السوارين من الذهب ومعه عليه البردة من الحرير. سبحان الله, أسروه ولم يقتلوه, أخذوه إلى سيدنا عمر ابن الخطاب في المدينة المنورة على صاحبها أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. هذا بطلنا الليلة, سيدنا مجزأة ابن ثور السدوسي, سيد بني بكر رضي الله عنه أرضاه. قاتل في حروب الردة وقاتل مع الجيوش الفتح الإسلامي في بلاد العراق وفي بلاد فارس, يحارب ضد الإمبراطورية الفارسية, ولقي ربه سبحانه وتعالى في العام 17 لهجرة المعصوم صلى الله عليه وسلم في مدينة تستر في بلاد فارس, في الجنوب الغربي لبلاد فارس في محافظة الأهواز في بلاد فارس, أعلى بلاد العراق وأسفل بلاد فارس بين العراق وإيران. ولقي ربه شهيدا رضي الله عنه وأرضاه بعد أن أتم الله النصر لجيش المسلمين بقيادة سيدنا أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, وكان على مرسرة جيشه سيدنا مجزأة ابن ثور السدوسي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. فالله أسأل أن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to help all of us out to imitate the companions or of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially the one who gave his soul for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and he defended the religion of Allah, and he defended the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is our hero tonight, سيدنا مجزأة ابن ثور السدوسي رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He passed away as a martyr 17 years after migration of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in the city of Tostar or the battle of Tostar. This is what we have tonight, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to learn about our religion and to practice our religion and to live as a real believers and to die as a real Muslims. Allahumma ameen. Our question for tonight, what did Sayyiduna Majza'a to make the conquer of Tostar possible? They surround the city of Tostar for 18 months. It was so hard. It was almost impossible for them to conquer this city. But Sayyiduna Majza'a, he did amazing job. And he make it easy for Muslims' army. What did he do to make the victory near to Muslims' army in that battle, the battle of Tostar? Jazakumullahu khayran. والسلام عليكم